We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov the Pinnacle of Soliya. We're in Kalim Perik Yuzayin Mishnah Ches Kazayis She'amru Kazayis. We have Kazayis in many cases. In fact, the Torah says, based on the pasuk Eretz Zeis Shemen Udavash, the Gemara in Ervin, the Gemara in Sukkah says it's the Eretz Sherov Shiureha BeKazayis. Most of the Shiurim that we have in Halacha have to do with the Kazayis. So, what's the size of this Kazayis? Lo Gadol Velo Katan Ela Beinoni. It's not large, not small. Rather, it's a middle-sized Zayis. Ze egori. It's actually called egori. What's the word egori mean? So egori is the word agur means to be gathered within. It is a zayis. It's an olive that has its oil gathered together, which means that, well, let's say when it rains on those olives, it's able to keep the shemen within. And it doesn't, and the shemen is not emitted when it rains and softens the zaysim. So that is the type of zayis we speak about. It's called an agori. It is the mill-sized kezayis. Kisaora she'amru. Where do we have a saora, the size of a barley seed? So the etzem kisaora, if you have a bone that's the size of a saora, the size even as small as a barley seed, that's going to be metame b'maga, in touch. Or masa, even carrying it if you're not touching it. It's not metame ba'oel, but you need a kazayis menames, where there's flesh as well, to be metame ba'oel. But an etzem kisaora, but if it's a bone that's even the size of the barley seed, it's metame b'maga uva masa, a bone from a dead body. So that type of saora, what's the size? Lo gedola, v'lo kitana, elabeninus. It is a middle-sized barley seed. And Zu Midbaris. This actually was known as a Saora Midbaris. It's Lavdafka that had to be something that grows in the desert. Barley often does not grow in the desert, but that was its name. Ka'adasha Sha'amru. The Mishnah continues, what about the lentil? The lentil, the halacha is that a sheretz mace, a dead sheretz, even the blood of a sheretz, is mitame ka'adasha. So that's smaller than a kazayis. That's going to mitame things even if it's the size of a lentil. So the Mishnah here says, Lo gedova lo ketana elabeninus. Once again, the size of the lentil is a middle-sized lentil. And zumitris, and that type of lentil is known as that adusha mitzis, an Egyptian lentil. And once again, lavdafka, that it has to have something that grows in Egypt, but it was known as the adusha mitzis. Then the Mishnah says, another halacha regarding tumas mace, kol hamitaltulin mivin es hatuma ba'ove hamardea. Movable objects can bring tumas mace with the thickness of an ox goat. So a little bit of a background. We know that tumas mace comes in three forms. You have tumas maga. If a mace touches something, it's metame. Tumas masa, if you carry it, even if you're not touching it. And tumas oel. Let's say you're underneath a cover that's the minimum size, the width of a tefach, so that's going to be metame. If you're a person, let's say, is underneath that with a kazayis menames or mace, so the person becomes tame. Kalim under that roof will also become tame. So the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that there is there's a din derabbanan, there's a chumra midrabbanan. The chumra midrabbanan is that they said that if you have a movable item, as opposed to a structure of an ohel, which is obviously stationary, that's over a dead body. This is a movable object that is over a dead body. Then tumah will affect the kli or the person underneath it, even if the roof doesn't have the width of a tefach, as long as that has a circumference of a tefach. And the circumference of a tefach is we use the ovi hamardea, the thickness of the top of the ox goad, which has a circumference of a tefach. So what we're saying is that since, although the diameter of that is going to be, if it's a tefach, we approximate the approximate ratio of the circumference of a circle to the diameter of the circle, or what we'd call the width of the circle, is 3:1. So what the Mishnah is saying is that since this ox goad has a hekef, has a circumference of a tefach, in order not to mix it up, and although therefore the width is obviously less than that, nonetheless, and therefore it should not bring tumas oel on a daraisa level, since the circumference is a tefach, we don't want you to mix that up where in fact the top actually is, where the top would be flat and be a tefach, that's going to be tumas meis. on an object, assuming that it's metabolin, it's a movable object. So that's what the Mishnah says here. When we speak about movable objects, metaltolin, that bring tumas mace, to a kli or a person underneath that metaltolin, that's ba'ovi hamardea. And that ovi hamardea is not large, not small, it's benuni, lo gadol lo katan lo benuni. Ezu benuni, what's considered a minimum, a middle-sized top of an ox goad, thickness of an ox goad, that's kol she'ekefo tefach, where the circumference is a tefach, even though the flat top surface would not be, the width would not be a tefach, would be a third of that. This is a chumar derabanan. Perek Yuzayin Mishnah Tes Ha'ama. We speak about an Ama all the time. An Ama, a person who's Mavir, Dalet Amos, and Rosh Hasharabim, is Chai for carrying on Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos, we have to measure an Amos. Sukkah, we measure an Amos. Kilayim, we measure an Amos. So what is the Ama that we speak of? Ba'ama HaBeinun. It's the middle-sized Ama. What does that mean, a middle-sized Ama? So sometimes we speak about an Ama that is six Tfachim and a Chatzi Etzba. Or you could have six tfachim and an etzba, so that's a little bit more. An etzba is a quarter of a tefach. So what the Mishnah is saying is that an ama can be as large as six tfachim plus. It can be as small as measured as five tfachim, and the ama beinonis is the one in between, which is exactly precisely six tfachim. So we speak about an ama in general. We're using the ama beinonis measure, which is six tfachim. Uste amos hayu b'shushan abira. We learn this in Maseches Midos. Shushan abira was a structure that was built on top of the shahr, the eastern shahr of Har HaBayis, where we have the shahr Arachamim, the Golden Gate, for when you're facing from Har HaZeitim. So that there was a structure and a shahr that looked like Shushan HaBira. So when it came up from came back to Eretz Yisrael, so they built that structure. So the Mishnah says there were two amos. When it came to the Shushan HaBira, achas al keren mizrachis tzvonis, va'achas al keren mizrachis dromis, one on the northeastern corner and one on the southeastern corner. So in this chamber that was built on top of the eastern gate of the Azara, of entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, that had this image of the city of Shushan, so in there they had two different Amma measuring sticks. That's what the Mishnah means here. When it says that there was an Amma in one corner, an Amma in the other corner, so these were two different measuring sticks. When the Mishnah is telling you that they were of different sizes, really. So as the Mishnah says, Shal Keren Mizrachis Tzvonis, that Amma measuring stick that was in the northeastern corner, Hoysa Yisera Al Shel Moshe, was larger than the Moshe Amma stick, Chatzi Etzba. So that's what it's saying. The northeast corner of the chamber had this measuring stick that was half a finger breadth longer than the standard six Amma, a six Tfachim Amma that we just discussed, which is the Beinoni, that the one that Moshe used, Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to all the Amos, the measuring, for measuring. And the Mishnah explains, V'lama Amru Achas Gedol V'Achas Katana. What was the purpose of having this? Having a one which had a larger Amma and a smaller Amma when it came to these measuring sticks. So as the Mishnah tells you, Ela shel umnin notlin biktana umachzirin bigadola. What happened was the craftsmen, who they would take upon themselves a job to do for the Beis HaMikdash for Hekdesh purposes, so they would take upon the job and take upon this construction project, so using the ktana, based on the Amma, the smaller Amma, the Amma of Moshe, which is exactly six tfachim, let's say, umach zirin begadola. But the malach they actually did for Hekdesh purposes was based on the Amma gadola that was a half an etzpa or an etzpa larger than six tfachim. And this way, kadesh le'evoli de'me'ilah. This way they wouldn't violate me'ilah. They wouldn't, because the possibility may be, if they produce a little bit less, they may be getting hana from Hekdesh and violate the Isser of me'ilah. Therefore, when they took upon themselves to do the job, it was based on the smaller measure of an Amma. And when they actually did the job, it was based on the Midi Yisera, so they would add a little bit of their own, and in that way they wouldn't never come into violating me'ilah, getting hana from Hekdesh.